Back in 1995, Skee-Lo had a worldwide hit with the song I Wish, which helped him get nominated for 2 Grammys, 3 Billboard Video Awards, and then soon after that, he was a lead actor on several TV shows. Today, he has his own record label, a new album coming out, and he's joining us live right now via Skype. How's it going, Mr. Skee-Lo?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Doing great. Now, I'm excited to talk about current day before we go back. So let's start by your new album project. It's called Fresh Ideas. The lead single is Hot. It's called Burning Up. Kind of tell us about the new album.
Well, basically, I've been working on it for a number of years, of course. but this is a big project for me, man. This is like my baby, you know? And the thing about this album, Fresh Ideas, the reason why I called it that is, one, it's because everything's new. New producers, new artists, new everything, even a new way of doing business. I've studied the music industry for years. I've been in it long before I Wish. A lot of people don't know, but I've been signed to quite a few record labels. So I've been doing quite a bit of studying, and I've just been looking at, you know, what's good about the industry, what's bad about the industry. And we've just been kind of making our own industry. We're making a better industry, you know, making sure we treat our artists right, making sure that we don't take advantage of anyone, and that we create opportunities for up-and-coming artists, you know?
And I want to make sure everybody listening checks out that single, Burning Up. It is good. When you get in your website, it actually plays on there, so a pretty good single there. We're talking to Skee-Lo right now. Now, so how would you compare the new album and the sound of it to Skee-Lo back in, like, 95? You know, how have you evolved since then?
Wow. Well, the 95 album, I produced that album in my bedroom with no musical training. There was no label involvement in that. I just was, you know, feeling the music, and I've been doing hip hop for years. And I created the album. I did I Wish, the whole thing, produced it, wrote it, et cetera. And on that album, you know, I was young. I was a young man, you know, and, you know, yeah, I still had more living to do. And so now, I mean, the content is a little bit more heavier now. It's a lot more topics, lot more detail. And then the sound, of course, you know, the sound overall in general right now has changed since the 90s. But they say the 90s was the greatest era in hip hop history. And that says a lot about today's music. So what we did was we studied what was great about the 90s, and we studied what was what's great about right now. And I took the best of both worlds and kind of merged them together. So it's an evolved sound. It's like a new sound. It's really hot.
We're talking to Skee-Lo right now on Round Trip with Devo. So we touched on this a little bit, but your own label as well, Skee-Lo Music. So kind of tell us, what's the vision for your label, and where do you hope it'll go?
Wow. The vision is simple. We want to usher in a new sound, a new way of doing business. And really just bring that spirit of hip hop, you know, back into the music. And I mean, all music, I mean, hip hop is a culture. It's not really, rap is not just hip hop. That's an element of hip hop, but hip hop is a culture that really just brings people together. And, we're just about promoting that. I started rapping in New York City when hip hop was just really in its birth stages, when Run-DMC, UTFO, and all these cats was doing it. I was absorbing that culture. So I got to learn, and I was in New York for 4 or 5 years during that time. And then I came to LA, and I'm originally from Chicago. So I had all of that experience. And so I'm just trying to really just implement that back into music and just do clean business, you know? That's the goal for the label.
So you have, from what I read, 70 producers working on it. You've got a lot of artists, singers, rappers from around the country. So how long has this taken you to get together? Because, I mean, a bit. How long has this been in the works for you?
You know, it's funny. The greater the goal, the more preparation it takes. Of course, we study albums like The Chronic. You know, Dre, he take 4 or 5 years on the record before he even release it, man. Then he's gonna record at least 100 or so records and choose probably the best, I don't know, 15, 20. Well, we did something similar to that. And the album itself took me 308 days. There is a song on the album called 308 Days, which does reference that. But the actual planning for this project, probably 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, in business. So, and for good reason. Because it's a very, very crafty business, as you know. And we wanted to make a lot of change. I don't think a lot of people, you know, memories are short, but we made history on I Wish. When you look at that video, we used Forrest Gump, a movie. Before that time, there were no videos using movies, motion pictures, as the theme of their video, but today it's a standard. Everybody was, I mean, gangster rap was at an all-time high when I dropped I Wish. There was no indication to tell me by going against the grain we was gonna be successful, but we went against the grain. And I had one of the most popular albums and singles of that year, according to the Grammy Association. If you look at the artists that was out at that time, I mean, Pac, Biggie, I mean, the lineup continues. I mean, so many great artists. It's a really hard time to have a record out and do well. So, I mean, it was really, really, really a memorable experience for me. But yeah, we're about making history, man. And that's why it took so long, because the ideas in this album, Fresh Ideas, it's not just the music that's a fresh idea. The real fresh idea is the way the album was put together. There's no major label involvement. All the producers, artists, songwriters, we all came together, you know, under one umbrella and decided we're going to do this and we're going to work together and we're going to prove to the industry that this can be done and that more artists should do this independently.
And the website is freshideasmusic.com. So two questions about that. Is that your actual studio in that picture? Because that's pretty badass if it is. Like in the background there, is that actually yours?
That's one of the studios I work out of. We have approximately three studios across the country.
Yeah, that's hot.
That we're on.
And is that Keenan Cahill too from The Short Kid Out of Chicago, one of those pictures with you? Or am I seeing things wrong?
I'm not sure which picture you're referring to, and I'm terrible with names.
He's the guy who does all the videos with people. Like people pay him some money, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He looked kind of like him, I wasn't sure. So anyway, so we're talking to Skilo. So let's go way back in the day. Like you mentioned earlier, you were born in Chicago. You moved to New York City when you were in elementary school and then, you know, got into writing poetry. So how did you come up with, you know, writing poetry as an interest? And then what kind of stuff would you write back in the younger days?
Well, I mean, I started the battle rapper, but I like writing poetry. I mean, I'm into words anyway. Music is one of the few ways I could really express myself, you know? I could talk to you, but it'd be better if I sang it, you know? So, I mean, I just was a creative kid. I just did music. I just did what made me happy. And that's what I'm doing, you know, today. I'm just doing what makes me happy.
And then you got to L.A. in the mid-80s to produce your own stuff. So how old were you when you first got to L.A., and then what kind of stuff were you doing when you first, you know, landed out there?
The year was 85. I don't remember my exact age. I think I was in the 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, something like that. I can't remember my age when I moved out here, and I actually don't want to remember because I might tell my age. But you know, N.W.A. had just dropped, and I saw Ice Cube, and oh my God, I knew that I wanted to be a rapper. And his wordplay was sick, and his voice was killer. And still, he's one of my favorite rappers today.
And then, so you had I Wish that came out in 1995, like we talked about. So I've read somewhere that you wrote that when you were a teen. So you know, where were you at when you wrote that? How old were you, etc.?
I was in high school. Transitioning to college, and when I wrote that song, I believe I was going through something at the time, and I wrote it because it made me feel good. It just came to me. I didn't write it on when I first wrote it. I didn't write it on paper. There was no music. There was nothing. It was just the song in my heart, and I first wrote it like that, and I just remembered it. And then later, I produced the music. And then as I went to perform it for the first time, I came up with the hook as I was entering the door of The Good Life, which is a club out of L.A. And that's how I kind of wrote that song. It was just something that just made me feel good. And, I didn't have no idea that it would do the same for so many people.
How much of that song is true? Like, did you have a hatchback? Did you have an 8-track? Would nobody pick you in basketball? I mean, how much of that stuff is actually biographical?
One thing about Skilo, you can always count on every word that proceeds out of my mouth on wax is the truth. Every story, I even give the real names of the people. Leoshi was real. All those stories are real. And that's what's unique about my music. I'm one of the realest artists out. It's always the truth, straight from the soul.
How tall are you, by the way?
Okay, now I'm a lie. 5'5". No, I'm 5'4". I'm 5'4", man. Yeah.
That's not, and then, okay, so is it also true that you basically had no plans to even release that? You didn't even think that much of it until some record guy randomly heard it? Is that accurate?
You know what? We had finished the album. The album was ready to release. We were in a limo headed to do a show. And some of the record execs was in the limo. And I'm forever rapping. And beat came on. I start rapping I Wish. And everybody just looked at me with this look on their face like they just saw a ghost. And then next thing I know, we didn't make it to the club. They bust a U-turn. We drove straight to the label and recorded. Huh. It was crazy. It was crazy, man.
Since I'm a radio guy, I love that the DJ at the beginning, WSKEE, making your wacky wishes come true. Who is that dude? Is that a real DJ? Who is that guy?
It's actually one of the record execs of my first label. And he just, you know, he did a radio piece for me on the intro that I needed. And he had a great voice.
Like you mentioned, too, like the Forrest Gump thing on the video, you know, hilarious video. I just watched it again the other day. It was one of my favorites, you know, back in the day, too. How'd you guys come up with the vision for that video?
Well, first of all, I got to give a shout out to my director. I have a wonderful director, Marty Thomas. And, you know, one thing about this guy, when I saw his scripts, I knew he was the right director. And we started working together, and it was magic. He has actually filmed all of my videos. I got about 4-5 videos from him, 4 of them on YouTube. One of them we haven't released yet. We just did a new one like 3 months ago. For the new album. I'm waiting to see when I want to release that. But he does terrific videos. He's a genius, man. And we just really connected and vibed. And that was it. It was, rest was just history.
Was that video actually shot in Crenshaw?
All over Crenshaw, all over LA. In fact, I'm in Leimert Park right now where I shot the video. Ain't that something? I mean, I know this whole neighborhood, and yeah, man, it's just this whole area. We did all of LA.
And then also, you had Top of the Stairs in 1995. That was featured on Money Train, the movie. So tell us how you came up with that song.
Top of the Stairs was a prediction, as a lot of my records were. I found out later in life, but Top of the Stairs was a song I wrote for my little brother. He was a kid at the time, and I just wanted to give him some insight with the song, how life is, how people are. You know, they crafty, and, you know, nobody cares about the guy on the bottom. Everybody want to hang with the dude on the top, you know? And so I just wanted to express that in the song for all my little brothers out there.
And then about 1996, you were VJing for MTV, did Beach House, The Grind. You know, what was that like? Was that pretty cool?
That was dope. That was so dope. So dope. That just brings back memories. I spent a lot of time in New York, too, working with MTV, and I love going to New York. I love the pizza. I love the food. I love the town. And that was a lot of fun, and I got the VJ for a couple years, which was wonderful. I worked with Bill Bellamy a couple times, which was really neat, and they just really treated me well. They love Ski-Lo, and I love them.
How are the ladies? Pretty good around that time.
Yeah, the ladies treated me well throughout the years. They, you know, of course, Ski-Lo, baby. But, you know, I'm married now, man. I got married, and I found one of my dreams, and that's what it is.
It's not Lyoshi, is it?
Hell no.
Just making sure we're talking to Ski-Lo on Round Trip. And then you did lots of acting, too. You did, like, Dangerous Minds and Good Behavior, Baywatch Nights. Is that something you were always interested in, and is it something you may do again someday, or what's the status on that?
You know, these were things that I just was blessed with after doing the music. I just found that I had a natural talent at it. And over the years, I've been discovering many of my talents. So this time around, I plan to use all of my talents. And yeah, of course, you'd definitely be looking out for me on TV next year, because we will be working very hard towards that, too.
And then shortly after 96, you kind of took a quote-unquote self-imposed exile, from what I've always heard. So, you know, how come you kind of left the public eye? What were you doing from like 96 until recently?
Basically building and restructuring. There was a lot of changes that went on through that time, the music, the artists. The industry started making new moves. You know, the internet really picked up, and they started selling music online. So all these things, a lot of the planning that I had for my album back then, I had to wait for technology to catch up. There was no iTunes 96, 97. There was no, you know what I mean? So, and I was looking to do it independently because basically I had pretty much done that the first time around until the label came in and they paid for promotion. So I just was looking at it from a business standpoint. You know, I want to do this independently. And it took some time to build. And like I said, there's a lot of things going on with the industry itself. And I had a lot of studying to do. You know, musically, I mastered all flows, man. I'm like Bruce Lee in rap, homie. I have no style. Literally, put on the beat, I will rip it. Any flow, any style, I will rip it. And that's one thing you'll find about my new album, Fresh Ideas. There's not one song with the same flow. And there's not one verse with the same flow. It really changes constantly. And I can't wait for y'all to hear this album, man. It's really stupid. Really stupid fresh.
Well, when are we going to get, when's it coming out? How can we pick it up? How can we stay in touch with you? Give us all that info.
Well, definitely stay tuned. FreshIdeasMusic.com, which is the direct website. But the album, I'm looking to release in the second week of no November, like, November 11, sometime around there. 11, 11, 11, basically. And definitely look out for us online, everywhere, CD Baby, iTunes, etc. And we will definitely be releasing that album around that time.
We talked about the single Burning Up. What are some other tracks on there you like quite a bit?
Actually, there's a second single out right now. Club Song. Club Song is sick. It's also on the website. It comes on after Burning Up if
Oh,
you
okay.
hit the website.
I heard that then. I heard that.
Yes, sir. Club Song. We've been performing that. I just left Vegas. We killed Vegas with Club Song, and we just doing our thing.
Well, thank you so much for all your time, man. I'm seriously excited for the new stuff. Do you play basketball at all, by the way?
No.
No, not never.
I have. I just it's I'm not into sports, man. I don't watch that shit. I don't play that
So,
shit. I hate that shit.
if you took 10 free throws right now, you couldn't make two of them?
I probably make at least five or six.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No, I'm pretty good.
You just don't play though, right?
I'm not into it, man. I didn't like the jocks. It wasn't my thing. I played football in high school, but I just wasn't into it. I didn't see the point. I don't make no money from it.
And whatever happened to Lyoshi, by the way? Do you know what happened to her?
She's out in, last I heard, Riverside. A lot of people come to me about her, by the way. I mean, like, really people that know her, like, really just like, yo, I know her. But I hear she's like really stoked. Her name is in the song, and everywhere she goes, people are like, oh, that's you.
Well,
So
you're
that,
famous, dude.
yeah, I mean, really. So,
Well, we'll talk to you soon. I'm looking forward to 11, 11, 11. Keep us up to date, and we'll have to have you on again next year, man, when things start blowing up again.
sounds good, brother. You be in touch.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. Peace.